You are listening to Metro.
Aliki boom boom down indeed. Hello, my name is Michael, some call me Metro. Thank you so much for being here. MetroRadioShow.com is a place where you can check out a whole bunch of stuff from the internet and different interviews and things that we've done in the past. Also available on iTunes by searching MetroRadioShow.com. This morning, Rose McGowan is joining us. She has a new Lifetime movie, which Lifetime movies way back in the day were like, Lifetime movies. But now they're legit, and she's doing a very cool one called The Pastor's Wife. It's on Saturday, November 5th at 8 p.m., and with that, we say good morning to Rose McGowan.
Hi, Michael.
Rose, I feel like I'm a couple days late on you, because I feel like if ever there was a current day Halloween girl, it would be Rose McGowan.
Well, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to take that as a compliment.
I mean it as a compliment. I truly do. But I mean, a lot of the projects that you've been involved with and, you know, just different...
Yes. There have been definitely... I love it when people dress up like one of my characters on Halloween. And even just seeing the Scream mask still gives me a kick.
Yeah. But look, I mean, even like... I don't want to dig into your personal life, but I just feel like you love Halloween. You seem like that type of person.
Well, I think that's a little bit silly, truthfully. But,
okay.
You know, I think there's nothing wrong with... I was the fourth Musketeer in Marie Antoinette this year.
Oh, very nice. Well done. And you went to parties with this?
I did.
I was a cowboy, and I feel way uncreative now.
Maybe you were like Brokeback Mountain.
Maybe I was. I don't know. Where do you go from that?
Exactly where you're supposed to go. And you're talking about the movie The Pastor's Wife, which is actually awesome.
That's where we go. The Pastor's Wife premieres on Lifetime. That's on Saturday at 8 p.m. Tell us a little bit about The Pastor's Wife.
Well, it's interesting. They sent it to me about three times, and I had not done television really since Charmed. I wasn't interested in it. And then I finally read the script, and it was so good and so unlike, you know, anything I'd really done, because I play a lot of really strong women, which I think is fantastic, and a lot of really strong female characters. But she is the reverse. Like, there's kind of no strength about her.
Okay.
She is completely dominated by the husband, and it was just so different, really, than me. That's what's great about acting. You get to be somebody that's completely not you, and it had nothing in common with me. You know, has two kids and drives a minivan. Definitely not, doesn't have anything in common with me. But I, you know these women, and it's, you know, playing somebody from, you know, Selmer, Tennessee, population 1,200. It's completely different than my world, and that was amazing. And the script is so solid.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say she has no strength, because she ends up killing her husband, right?
Well, I think that's more of just snapping.
Okay.
It's not like let's get it on, you know, I'm coming after you kind of thing. It's just, it was really kind of apparently done in this kind of haze, and what's cool about the movie, it leaves it up to you whether she's guilty or not. I mean, she was never convicted, so it's a really, really fascinating case, and it was interesting playing somebody who was just kind of a shell of a person.
Rose McGowan on the line right now, The Pastor's Wife. It premieres on Lifetime on Saturday, November 5th. I was reading, are you in New Orleans right now?
I just got back yesterday from New Orleans. I finished The Telltale Heart, which is fantastic.
Now, is that The Telltale Heart? Is it based on the story, The Telltale Heart?
Yeah, it's an adaptation of the short story, which there is no female character in, but the way they've adapted it is really organic that there's a female character in it.
That's awesome. And do you count yourself as a Edgar Allan Poe fan?
I love Poe. I think he's amazing. It's the first story I read when I was 4 years old.
See, this is what I mean. You're a Halloween-type girl, and I don't mean that as a bad thing. Like, who else reads Edgar Allan Poe at 4 years old? It's just trying to...
Somebody intelligent.
Yeah, take it. Embrace it. Enjoy it.
I do.
Good.
I enjoy myself immensely.
Good. Well, the other thing that concerned me while I was perusing your Twitter feed earlier this morning... That's where I found out about the New Orleans stuff.
Right.
I read a tweet that troubled me a little bit. It says, when I'm in large crowds, I feel lonesome. Boo. I just want to make sure everything's okay.
Everything's fine. Sometimes you do. You find yourself at a big party, and you feel kind of more alone than if you were alone. I don't know. I guess I was just having a moment. Sometimes it happens, like, on really big holidays, things like that.
Right.
I guess I was having a moment. But Twitter's actually really pretty fun. I prefer it to Facebook. And it really helps you... get, you know, the information out about what you're doing, you know, say, obviously I can go on and be like, watch The Pastor's Wife, 8 p.m., Philadelphia. But it's also just then about interacting with fans, and most of whom are really, really polite and really funny and sweet.
Yeah, and look, good for you for embracing it in the right way, because there's not a lot of people out there that consider themselves celebrity status that would say, hey, I feel alone in large crowds and crowded rooms. Like, that's not typical, I would think. So I think you're doing it the right way.
I may have had a glass of champagne when I Twittered that.
Okay. I hope you weren't dressed as a musketeer at the time, because I think it's impossible to feel alone as a musketeer.
Yeah, I had a sword and everything.
Did you do any of the trick-or-treating stuff? Like, do people come by the house? Or you were in New Orleans at the time, though, right?
Yeah, no, I've done that once, and, you know, I wore a mask, and it was just a little stressful. So if I'm ever at home, I turn off all the lights and pretend I'm not there and hide in the back room. People, even with all the lights out, will still come and knock on your door, which is very annoying. I'm like, really? Seriously? But, and I feel guilty. I feel really guilty from hiding from the children, but at the same time, it's just, you know.
So, did you actually ended up spending Halloween in New Orleans?
I did. It's really fantastic.
I was going to say, that must be
that
sick, right?
That town knows how to party.
Yeah, absolutely. And they really embrace it completely, because they have all the, they say that, like, there's a bunch of parts of New Orleans that are haunted, and they embrace that whole ghost aspect of everything there.
Well, it's really interesting. There's barely any. In fact, I think I saw none. There's no graffiti down there.
Really?
And none on the cemetery walls, because they're all afraid of voodoo happening to them, bad juju happening to them if they graffiti or deface any of the houses or any of the cemeteries, which I think is pretty fantastic.
Well, The Pastor's Wife, it premieres on Lifetime on Saturday at 8 p.m. I hope you don't take offense to the Halloween girl thing. I feel a little bit of... a little wall came up on that. I didn't mean it in a bad way. I meant it as a truly...
No, if you want to stereotype me, you just go right on ahead.
I'm not stereotyping you at all. I'm really not. It seems like... I think that's a cool thing.
You know, I like Christmas. I like Easter. I'm not a huge Thanksgiving fan, because I don't like turkey particularly. No. Generally, I like all holidays.
Yeah, as do I. But, you know, you didn't play an elf in a TV show for a long, long time. You played a witch, and I think that's where part of that gets confused, and maybe I got confused by it as well.
Possibly so.
All right, so maybe we can...
All right, Michael.
We can be friends. We can drop the whole
we'll
Halloween girl
friends.
Thing. Okay.
Rose, all right.
Rose McGowan, The Pastor's Wife, it premieres on Lifetime Saturday at 8 p.m. Thanks for hanging out for a little bit.
Thanks. I'm going to say hi to my brother who lives in Philly.
Oh, cool. What's his name?
Nathaniel.
Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello. All okay, right. Take care, Michael.
Thanks, Rose.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to Metro.